Welcome to the 10-Minute Entrepreneur Podcast, intended to equip and encourage business owners and aspiring entrepreneurs. Taught by active business owner, best-selling author, and teacher, Sean Castrina.
All right. This podcast is about knowing your industry and the value that you have when you understand your industry. I have sadly started businesses where I did not understand the industry very well, and it cost me a lot of money. So I think there's five reasons why you do want to have an industry understanding, five reasons why you want to know about the industry that you're moving forward in. And my advice before we even get started is, if you do not have this industry understanding, that you partner with someone that does. That has been my secret for the last 15, 20 years, is that I don't let industry knowledge be my deterrent, because I look to solve a problem. I don't care what industry it's in. If I see that we could solve a problem and there's a need for that, there's a big market for it, then I kind of reverse engineer it from there, and I will go find someone who fits what I want in a business partner, and we will partner to solve the problem. So I've used partnerships as my way of having industry knowledge personally. All right, but let me give you the five reasons why you do want to have industry knowledge if you're going to start a business. The first is, it'll save you money. I have spent so much money on things I just didn't understand, and I spent money on things I thought I needed to move forward in the businesses that I chose, where I didn't have a really clear understanding of the industry. So if you partner with someone, they're going to tell you what you should have and you shouldn't have. So the reason why I always talk about partnerships is, I've often said that I would rather have 50% of a lot than 100% of a little. All right. Second reason why you want to have industry knowledge is, it gives you, you'll have a better understanding. You'll know your target customers' needs and wants. If you have someone, or you understand the industry, you're going to know far better what the target customer looks like and what typically is their needs and wants. Where if you have no understanding of the industry, you're really guessing. And again, that ends up costing a great deal of money. You end up creating a product or a service that nobody actually wants or needs. Number three is, if you understand the industry, you understand the terminology and the slang, which is very important when you're marketing. It's very important when you're interviewing talented people, and if they can tell that you don't know your tail from a hole in the ground, it puts you at a tremendous disadvantage, and it's very hard to bring in high-level talent if they feel like the person at the top of the food chain has no clue what's going on. Number four, it saves you time. Well, obviously, if you have somebody who understands the industry, they should be able to get you from point A to point B faster. I mean, if I go on vacation and I want to go see a tourist spot, I want to have a tour guide. They're going to show me the shortcuts and what I actually want to see. And that's the same case if you have somebody with industry knowledge within the business that you are starting. Number five, it gives your company credibility with customers as well as investors. If you present your business idea to somebody who's investing in it, anybody who's worth their salt's going to ask you about the knowledge your company has within this industry. I mean, who's bringing the knowledge to the table? Who understands this industry? If you're manufacturing somebody, who has manufacturing experience? Whatever the case may be, there has to be someone who understands the industry. It's hard to market to customers if you have no credibility within the industry you're in. And I'm going to give you some secrets to how I faked it for a few years, and it worked okay, but I learned how to fake it, and then I still decided that partnering was the best way to do it. But let's say you've started this business, you don't have the industry knowledge you probably want this second, and you don't know who to partner with. Let me give you a few secrets that I have used over the years to give my businesses the illusion of having experience and understanding the industry. And it did help me, give me some industry understanding. But again, my default go-to move is partnering. But the first thing I did is, when I started a remodeling company, it's grown, it's a multi-million dollar company now with eight different divisions. It's huge. And I don't know how to build a birdhouse, but The one thing I realized is that I needed to have all employees, technicians with a minimum of 10 years experience, because I didn't know enough to help them. So I just needed to hire experienced people. So I had to pay them more because I knew I didn't know what the heck I was doing. And so I could not go out to a job site and give them any advice. So I had to hire experienced people. Okay. So my employees had a minimum of 10 years experience. That's how I got around it. Next, we were licensed, bonded, and insured, which always gives you this envelope of protection and credibility. Next, I joined industry groups. In our area would be like the Blue Ridge Home Builders, which, you know, associated you with, by mere association, with other credible businesses within our industry, okay? As well as the Better Business Bureau. This is something I learned when I did not have industry understanding, is it made me dependent on employees who had it. And I'm telling you, that's like feeling hostage. And I don't recommend that. And that's why I go into businesses with partners. You got to have this area covered. And then when I get into the business, I try to know enough about the industry through asking questions of my partners that I have a working knowledge of the industry. But it's, you know, you don't, as the owner, you don't need to know the most. I mean, if you read, you know, Andrew Carnegie, you know, obviously the first probably billionaire in America, the steel magnate, said there was countless people within his organization that knew more about steel and manufacturing than he did. But he made sure they were on his think tank. They were in his team. Okay, and he knew enough. So again, you don't have to be the most knowledgeable person. I am not the most knowledgeable person in any of my businesses. I am the most knowledgeable on how to start and or grow a business. That's my area that I understand really, really well. But again, I've started businesses, you know, I own a direct mail magazine in 23 cities. I started multiple direct mail pieces in our area that really had nothing to do with that one, based on home services and homeowners buying guides and things of that nature. I've grown, you know, a home service company in multiple directions. I have a direct that became a, you know, very, very successful direct mail company. And then I moved into, now we have a digital marketing company and we're building a platform building company. So my businesses are from really A to Z. There's no super distinct pattern other than they're all service companies. I like service companies because you don't have inventory. You don't have what I call dead money. You don't have like retail space and you don't have inventory. And you know, it's just when I make money, my people are working. It's basically a service, you know, service businesses. Somebody goes out and provides 8 hours of service. Somebody pays you for that 8 hours. You pay your employees. You just don't have people standing around. So that's just kind of a quick free extra tip. But again, what we talked about today is that there's value in knowing your industry. I highly recommend that if you don't know it, that you would partner with someone who does. I share with you, it'll save you money. It'll allow you to understand the needs and wants of your target customer better. You'll understand the terminology and the slang. It will obviously save you time, and it gives your company credibility with customers and or investors. And if you're definitely looking to raise money, you better have somebody on your team with great experience within your industry. Again, I've shared with you how I've done it in the past when I didn't have it. I packaged my employees' experience to give us credibility. We were licensed, bonded, and insured. I joined industry groups to give us credibility. I shared with you the one thing, you never want to be dependent on an employee for this. They will have you hostage. So I hope you learned today. Again, this is the 10-Minute Entrepreneur Podcast, where I am here to equip, to encourage, and to educate aspiring and veteran entrepreneurs. So, and thank you. You know, rate the podcast, subscribe to it, like it. It continues to grow. You know, I feel like we give you a short dose of something really good, you know, that will always help you and improve as a business owner or an aspiring business owner. Again, rate the podcast, subscribe to it, like it. If you have any questions, email them to me at asksean@seancastrina.com, or you can DM me them at sean.castrina. Again, we will talk about some business and how we can improve it again tomorrow.